Have we got two that wants to come over here? We got one. Do we have two?
One.
Two? Do we have two? We have a second one? Yes.
One.
We do. Hey, welcome to the Family Dinner Podcast. My name is Robert Rowell, and joining me are...
Mud.
Mud, Dave Vetrano, and...
White. White.
Mike Honore, and...
Cuisinart de Flusenac.
Brian Gorey.
Service.
Brian Gorey, back by popular demand.
What?
That's
Nobody
the
wants
one-on-one.
Mike.
Oh, no, yeah. God, no. Mine's a really crummy one. Yeah, just make sure it doesn't lean like that. Sweet. All right, cool. So we just had another fantastic show, didn't we?
Yep.
Oh, man. How was your week, man? Anybody have anything interesting? No, that doesn't go anywhere. Don't worry.
Robert, where does it go?
Oh, no. Oh, no. David's got amnesia, folks. Not again.
We've already done this plot line before. Move on, Robert. All right, cool.
So did you guys have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody see anything interesting?
I saw Boston.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He went on vacation.
Like the city or the band?
Both.
Nice.
It blew my mind.
It's like Inception.
Have you ever seen Boston in Kansas?
Does anybody really know what time
amazing.
It is?
Amazing.
I want to see Foreigner.
I saw Chicago in Boston.
I want to see Foreigner.
I saw a local Foreigner band.
Foreigner tours with America.
And Asia opened for him.
Yep. Along with Europe.
Yeah.
I saw India RE in Pakistan. It was a riot.
It was a riot, really, because it was a woman on stage. And they lost their shit.
I saw a really bland version of Zoot Suit Riot.
Oh. It must have been done by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Is that... Oh, that was... They did Zoot Suit Riot. Yep. I'm thinking Big Bag Voodoo Daddy, because everybody had some weird, odd... They had to be just as jazzy as their suits in order for their name. Like... It wasn't
that
just
was
the way
that... criteria for getting in the club back then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, yeah, it's jazzy as your suits are. Well, come on in. Say welcome. Diddly.
Do you mind not getting beer on this? Then sweet. Come on in.
Beer, we can't serve that here.
Of course
it's
not.
It's a prohibition.
That's around the back, sir.
That's how they knew.
Swinging 20s.
No, don't. David, please, don't do that. He's still...
Visual
oh, my God.
Humor on radio show.
Thank you.
Visual humor, Pilgrim.
I did like Pilgrim Boys to Men. That was pretty funny. That was the first thing I saw that night was amazing.
No, that was good. I like that.
Imagine John Wayne trying to serenade some ladies.
John Wayne Gacy's.
Just like, hey, Pilgrim, I'll make love to you like if you want me to.
At the bull,
I'll
bill.
Hold you tight.
Baby.
John Wayne Gacy.
I'm wearing a clown costume.
I'll make love to you in my ice cream van. Like you didn't want me to. And I'll tie you up tight.
I'll meet you at high noon at the Belle Biv de OK Corral.
What? Brian? Is there now a trio John Wayne?
Oh, no.
3, 2, 1.
I'll make love to you,
you
like you want me to.
Too.
I will hold you tight,
tight
baby,
tight.
All through the night. I'll make love to you.
You.
I'll make love to you,
Pilgrim.
Hey, guys, I'm Phil Spector. I heard your...
Get out of here! Get the hell out of here, Phil Spector! Swear to God!
I'm going to call him Pilgrim Spector. He's a ghost.
Don't you turn my levels down!
That yell was actually done in a wall of sound. That's why I had to lower it a bit. You know, being Phil Spector and all, so. Yeah, all right, so it sounded like you had a good time in Boston.
I did. I'm going back to Boston.
Oh, really?
Oh,
When?
No, I'm just a song, you dumbass. I lost
I'm
my
playing
leg.
Along. It's Yes And. I'm Yes And in you.
I lost my leg.
So how many people bit on the picture thing that you did when you went to the art museum?
For those that didn't know, I took pictures of myself in front of classic pieces of art for a Facebook album. So it's basically my big fat head doing selfies in front of great art describing it. Wow, my levels are too low now, asshats. I bit you in the ass, didn't it, Phil Spector? Well, if you want to hear that story again... Fuck Phil Spector.
Wait, Wait, you have two to hear that story?
Yep.
Done and done.
First, meet Phil Spector. Fuck him in the ass. He'll give you a cassette. Hand it to the man
a cassette?
Yes, Phil Spector is like that.
Legit, okay.
Yeah. He'll hand you a cassette. Next, you go to a carnival. You tell him you want two rides for the price of one. He'll know what you're talking about.
The password is do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Now, make sure that song isn't playing in the background. Otherwise, it'll sound like you're singing along. And they won't get the passcode. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Wait, are you singing? I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
This was a terrible passcode. Fine. When you go to Jamaica, the passcode's bananas. No, shit, they have a ton of those down there.
Password in Jamaica is marijuana.
You son of a bitch, you screwed us again.
God damn it.
Anybody else want to jump in? Anybody else?
Bob Marley towels. I know! They're everywhere.
Dreadlocks, Rastaman.
All right, so you took all these pictures, put them online, and you basically said whatever the painting was, but it was you photobombing every single one of them.
I want to call it photobombing. It makes it sound like a negative thing.
I was just negating their existence on my face.
Yeah, be sensitive, man. I think Boston's had enough bombing lately, don't you think?
That's
messed up.
I know. I heard that new Transformers movie was pretty bad. Oh, wait, no, that's not what we're talking about? Okay.
I'm not going in there. That's Transformers in
there. I thought that's what you meant when you said that.
You mean a 3-hour explosion? Good Lord.
Hey, just get ready for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles by Michael Bay.
I'm way more excited about seeing that.
Yeah, but, like, if you watch the previews, it just oozes Michael Bay. It just, like, explosions and action.
And Megan Fox.
Michael Bay oozes fucking explosions. He jizzes explosions. Ready to cover your face.
There's actually a blast radius in his bedroom. It's like, stand behind that wall, baby. Stand behind that wall.
Do you see that Mission Impossible thing going on as he's getting closer and closer? It's like, dun 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 dun. Then, da-da-da!
And Tom Cruise.
This Michael Bay will explode in 5 seconds.
That's a hell of a warning for any ladies around.
No. Oh, hey, what about our boy Shia?
Oh, yeah. He's
chasing homeless dude for the fries.
What do you think the over and under is on how many Transformer movies are going to come out now within the same series?
I think they're doing at least 3 more.
That's what I said. I said 7 total. That's when people are going to be like, all right, this is...
That's when people are going to just be like...
People are going to go through, like, there's like 20 people that actually still like the movies and aren't going...
They're making more money. It's
continuing
12 movies and a TV show. 12 movies and a TV show.
With a 12 arcing
movies
story
and
line.
A TV show. Yeah, 12 movies and a TV show. 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 I let the beat drop. Sorry, guys.
There's a video that you can see online of these guys watching all 3 of the first Transformers at once. And one of the things
side by side by side?
Yes, side by side, all starting at the same time. And they're just longer. I didn't realize this when they were doing it, but each film has been longer than the previous one. So you had Transformers, Transformers 2, and then Transformers 3.
So it didn't just feel like an eternity. It actually got longer.
Is it really just a multiplication problem? Is it Transformers times 2? Transformers times 3.
Next movie's going to be like Tom Hanks in like the Da Vinci Code, but the Transformer Code. Wait, the numbers, they make sense. If you just add it here.
He knows too much. Roll out.
Roll out. What?
I just really hope for Michael Bay that Transformers last like before Land Before Time. Before Land Before Time.
Were there 15,000 of them?
Yes.
You want it to be more like Beethoven? Stop around 9.
There are 9 Beethovens?
Yeah.
They made it to the 5th. I know that much.
How many made it to theaters?
Only 2.
No,
yeah,
2.
That doesn't count though.
Okay, seriously, okay. If you have the rights to a movie called Beethoven, you are doing yourself a disservice if you don't at least get to the 5th.
Right.
Like you have to like be like, guys, look, the dogs, they see some cats. That's the movie. They chase the cats. That's 3. Boom. Next one. Dogs, okay.
They're
puppies. Great, great. Boom. Fourth one. Beethoven's 5th.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, we did it, guys. That's
the whole
stop
movie.
Doing that action. Nobody can see.
They bring Charles Grodin back, and he turns off for an hour.
Oh, the dogs, they play music. Oh, but the pun. Oh, the pun. Oh.
They went and murdered all the Air Buds.
No other dogs. No other dogs.
There can be no other. Apparently, on the Paramount stage, the dogs are doing a Highlander behind.
Yep.
When everybody
Milo
goes to
and
sleep.
Otis dead. Homer Bound. Fuck him.
Well,
dead.
Milo, sure.
And then it took a weird turn, and they went after Amadeus.
Wait. I thought it was just dogs. No, it's composers too.
Lady and the Tramp, both are dead as shit. All 101 of the fucking.
You're dead. You hear me? You're fucking dead.
Dead. All that stands alone now is fucking Brian Griffin.
That would have been funny if like the person saw like 101 Dalmatians. The first thing is like, wait a minute, we're doing 101 of these movies. We're just doing the one first, right? And then no, they keep having more dogs. Why do we have to get to 101? I don't understand.
That's what the dyslexic guy said. It's like, wow, I just saw Dalmatians 101. I can't believe they made 100 other movies like this.
I gotta see the other 100.
Can it at least totally be binary?
I totally didn't get it.
Guys, did y'all enjoy that movie, Louise and Thelma? I thought it was delightful how the car came out from the cliff and they rode into friendship. I see movies backwards since I'm dyslexic.
They ended like they didn't even know each other.
You Benjamin Button those movies?
You ever see the movie called Alone Home where the kids are orphaned and then all of a sudden family moves in?
The family's right at the beginning and they're really happy to leave him.
You know, either
and
way,
then,
yeah,
either,
they're French people with American accents.
Either way,
they're in France to begin with.
Either
but,
way, he's an asshole to the people robbing his house. No matter which way you play it, he's a dick to him.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know dyslexia just like occurred over the course of an hour and a half.
I thought that movie Willy Free was terrible where that kid incarcerates a whale.
Makes his damn dorsal fin curl. It's weird.
And then he just forgets about him like he never even knew him.
Actually, the worst movie I ever saw was when I went to a birthing class with my wife. They just pushed his baby back in. It was horrible. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Look, I did everything right.
His baby's not ready.
I went to the Lamaze classes. I watched the videos. I don't know why they escorted me during the hospital. I kept trying to shove it back in. I just kept trying to shove the baby back in, and they arrested me. They said, congratulations, it's a boy. I went, oh, shit. I just kept shit.
Look, when your belly button pops, that means it's ready, okay? Then we can take it outside.
It's like a temperature thing.
It's weird, but nobody understands that Back to the Future totally makes sense. He really is going back to the future.
Right.
He's in the past, he's going to the future.
Terminator was weird.
And look, Star Wars got a bad rap. That Vader guy was creating planets from dust.
He even put up fireworks for it. A big imploding overhang.
I mean, to think, a ghost like him turning into a man and creating planets. That Skywalker Luke. Now that was the villain.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what I saw that was really good, actually?
No!
Viraki.
I love Viraki. That wasn't any good.
Viraki, you know Gun Tommy.
I love Lama Rocky. L two L's, right? No, two.
Or if you really want to be dyslexic, Nuggie Mutt.
Wait, that's an Indian movie.
Nuggie Mutt.
Yeah, I'm time to watch Nuggie Mutt.
Nuggie Mutt. It's the enemy in Viraki is Nuggie Mutt.
You've been doing that in your head for so long.
Nuggie Mutt.
Whenever Brian gets quiet is when it's dangerous.
And if I don't have my hand on someone's shoulder telling them what they should say.
Nuggie Mutt. Hello. They've done Nugget Mutt.
So we're going to have a contest about this. What has Brian been doing this entire time? Because it's been making all sorts of noise in the background, and it has picked up everything. It's been the loudest thing on whatever you've been doing.
The loudest thing?
Would you say, Phil Spector?
Actually.
Oh! You missed the shot to the garbage can helping the audience at home.
This isn't a microphone.
I was drawn.
I'll play that game. This isn't a microphone.
This isn't a microphone.
This isn't a microphone.
This this is... Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, you lose.
Damn it.
That's actually the most dyslexic thing done today. He's talking into a headset.
I'll have to take this. Wait, what? Hello? I can't hear shit.
Because it's not a microphone.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to listen to this later and go, what?
Just know that, yeah, as soon as you listen to it, just know that it gets funny.
So one of the things that make you say what?
So do you think we've hit a tolerant level of Weird Al stuff, at least in the past couple of weeks? If you're not familiar, he released 8 videos in the span of 8 days. And then...
On the 9th day, he rested.
And 9th day, he rested. Take that, God.
2 more days.
Please. And since then, he actually set like a Billboard record the first time he had a number one album. And I'm just want to gauge, since everybody's kind of in comedy here, what are your feelings about Weird Al? Is it something that you listen to as a kid? Is it something that you... Do you respect him at all?
I do respect him, and I think it's pretty impressive that someone that... No, Mike, go ahead and interrupt me. No, take a deep breath and interrupt me. That's fine.
Really? You make noise in the background?
Mike's talking into his headphones again.
Don't make me spirograph with a pencil again.
No, continue.
You made my computer angry. You saw it, like I got pop-up menus because of your banging.
No, Weird Al.
I was trying to get order in the court, Robert.
So Weird Al had an interview and he's like, it's pretty amazing. I've got to compete with these. I've got to compete with all these YouTube crazy people that can just write their own songs and make their own mock you music videos.
Right. This will be the first time he'll actually be doing that after this, because he doesn't have a record contract after this. It's his last record on his deal.
That's why he called it what he called it.
Mandatory Fun. Mandatory Fun. Yeah. So
by Yankovic Al Weird. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah,
I've never really listened to a lot of Weird Al, just because nobody in my family did, because we're black. But,
well, as a kid, for me, I was forbidden from listening to him, so I listened to him all the time.
Right, but I always liked the songs. Like, you get it, and it's fun. It's a fun parody. I've always been more impressed with the not parody songs.
Yeah,
honestly, because it's like, well, that's an original song.
I remember that story you tell Mike where your dad caught you listening to a single of Weird Al, so he took you out behind the shed and made you listen to like 5 CDs.
What?
Your mics suck, Robert.
No,
your
microphone sucks.
This is not a microphone. This is actually picking me up better. This is actually picking me up better. I don't understand it, but I'm going to use it.
Fine.
Hey, can y'all play that This Is Not a Microphone game again? I want to see who wins this time.
This is not a microphone.
This isn't a microphone.
Nope. These aren't microphones.
Now do it as John Wayne. Do it, John Wayne.
These aren't microphones.
You both lose for using contractions.
Did
you say these aren't not? You still use the contractions. Why am I still talking into a headphone?
You said
I'm
this.
Legit talking into it like a...
Look, John Wayne was a Rhodes Scholar, so fuck you.
He was a Prairie Scholar. There weren't Rhodes then. It was just... God damn it!
So, my thoughts on Weird Al. I'm serious.
What I was saying is that Weird Al is... Fuck you!
No. He's not a microphone!
He's been consistent. He does this wonderful trick where everybody forgets about him, and then he comes back and does...
I've got a good point. That's why I'm taking in a... Oh, that's gross.
I might be the only person that has actually bought Weird Al albums.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else here has. I've been to 2 concerts with Weird Al.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah. One right after his parents died, too. One of the things that he famously did, like, he was going to go on tour in 2 weeks, then both of his parents died at the same time of carbon monoxide poisoning. Like, everybody knows that. Jeez, Rob, come on. And he said, well, fuck it. I might as well go on tour because I make everybody else happy. Let's see if this does the trick as well.
Jeremy White, who runs Registering Magazine, he'll tell you the story of... Are you trying to get me to blow this microphone?
Yes.
I will.
You paid good money.
Thank you, Mike. Raphone. No, Jeremy.
That's not...
Jeremy White is not a microphone. No, when Robert talking about that, Jeremy White, he came here maybe 3 days after his parents died to Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Jeremy opened for him, and Jeremy's like, it's sad. I always wanted to meet him. We couldn't talk to him. It was like, oh, yeah, because his parents were dead.
Right.
So he was just kind of, he didn't do anything except come out and do the show and leave. That was it.
Can you blame him?
No, you can't blame him. But, like, the fact that he even did a show is pretty insane.
Wow, Jeremy opened up for him?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's not a microphone.
Oh. That's not a microphone. That's not a microphone. Okay. No, I just thought I'd talk about something instead of the nonsense that we normally bring up here. That's all.
What nonsense? This has been podcast gold.
We have been pointing out things that are not microphones.
Yeah,
could
all
save
day.
Your life.
You want to play the game? Do you think you're smarter than a teenager?
Think you're smarter than a teenager.
Mike.
Gonna love on a pink of it.
Can you change your name, your last name to Rophone?
No. Maybe.
Then you would be a microphone.
Do that for Mike.
That's not a microphone.
Mike Raphone here.
He was one the whole time.
And I'll just do acapella shows and amphitheaters.
Yeah, what would you
all
change?
I need is me.
Could you all change your names to something, your last names or your first names to something that would make an object?
Brian. Not a microphone. Brian.
Just think about it.
Williams.
Brian Williams.
Brian Gumbel. Am I doing this right? Am I planning to get
you
Brian?
Can, you can be the last name
Brian
too.
Brian Griffin.
I wouldn't change my name to Caddy.
Brian Caddy?
No.
So you'd be Category?
Category.
What?
Or Allie. Allegory.
Allegory would be fun.
That'd be cool.
Oh, what?
So you could either change either name to make your...
Okay. Here, let me go. David Bowie. No, fuck, I'm not doing it right again. David.
So this week on Jeopardy,
David.
It was all teens. Teen
my name
week.
Was Terry. My last name would be Masu.
So I'm gonna tell you what the final Jeopardy question was. Give you the category. Let's see if you guys know it. It was nothing but 12 to 14 year olds that guessed this. All right.
Okay.
The category is novel words. This word for a person without certain abilities has made it from the realm of fantasy to the OED. Which is the Oxford English Dictionary.
Rube.
What is a noob?
A noob, yeah.
Nope.
A pone.
Say it again?
This word for a person without certain abilities has made it from the realm of fantasy to the OED. So, not necessarily online, but fantasy.
What is a tosser? What is a realm of fantasy?
12. Year olds got this question correct, and it's something on it.
Is it like Harry Potter? Like,
could it be. It might.
What is a muggle?
Muggle is correct.
Whoa! At the buzzer.
That sucks.
I wagered $1.
Fuck!
Next.
No, that didn't work. You want another one?
More.
Really?
Give us more.
Tell me more.
Did she have a pussy?
Tell me more.
Did you put your dick in it?
The category is world landmarks.
No, Robert, shut the fuck up. No, seriously, did you put your dick in her pussy? Stop singing, guys. This is valuable information.
They don't call me Grease Lightning for nothing. Oh, my dick.
World landmarks. Built for a World's Fair in 1889, its visitors that year included the Prince of Wales and Buffalo Bill. It still gets $7 million a year.
Ferris wheel.
What is the Ferris wheel? What is...
Who is a
say
Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheel.
What?
Jackal. Is it Jackal? It's Jackal.
Dun, 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 dun.
What you...
Dun, dun, 1889. Dun, 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 dun.
Is it,
Dun.
Wooden roller coaster.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is a muggle?
He got it again! Hey! Oh, we were
omelette du fromage.
We were looking for...
That's all you can say.
We were looking for...
Fleshlight.
Vibrating fleshlight.
We were looking for the Eiffel Tower.
Boo.
Sorry.
I'll piss on it.
What has this become?
Nothing. I was just like throwing something else out there.
I thought that was your answer, too. What has this become?
What is this handsome gentleman right up here?
What art for no pain? What was it?
No, I don't know. Why are you looking at me? You know what I'm talking about. It's in my head. It's
the
right
Andy
here.
Daly,
just
the Andy Daly show?
Oh, I don't know.
What is for feeling pain?
Oh, yeah, that thing. I don't remember. Yeah, and he couldn't understand what the question was, and it drove him insane. He was trying to... Oh, yeah, that was just their Twitter account, and we just messed it up. That's right.
Yup.
Okay, so that's enough. We have our big show that's happening on August 15th. If anybody is unaware, we are doing Labyrinth.
More of this gold.
Yep, right in front of them. And that'll be pretty much it. I don't think we have anything else that we need to promote. Anybody want to say anything?
Eat a dick.
Eat a... Just one?
Nope.
Come on, it's not like an apple. They can
barrel,
eat more.
Barrel of dicks.
Is that how they run?
A fucking oil barrel full
it's
of
like
dicks.
It's like a herd of elephants.
No, not a microphone. But it's lit.
They can hear that, right?
Click, click, yes.
They can hear the clicking.
They can hear the light hitting the microphone.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm laser pointing your ears.
All right, so that's enough. For another Family Dinner Podcast, I have been Robert Rowell, and with me were...
David Vetrano!
Brian Gorey.
Eat a dick. Mike Conover.
Good night.
Sweetheart, it's time to go.
Not a microphone.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Ba-dum, ba-dum. I hate to leave you, but I really must say... Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-dicks.